This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports Station, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
We are live at Edgar's Cantina at T-Mobile Park. It is Wyman and Bob. There is a massive crowd out here at Edgar's Cantina. As you can hear, now I thought it was for us, but they got much more excited when this guy walked in to my right. The one, the only Julio Rodriguez is here. How are you, man?
Doing great with this beautiful crowd here, and hoping to clinch the spot today.
First of all, how you feeling?
Oh, I feel great, man. I feel like we're trending in the right direction and looking to be at the field soon.
What's this last week been like for you? What was yesterday like after you guys won like that?
Oh, it was amazing. It was just amazing. I was seeing the team fighting there for a really big win that put it in the spot that we are right now, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good just seeing the team fighting and winning and all the crowd getting together.
Is it hard for you to watch? Is it hard for you not to be involved and you're sitting there? Because you know you could go in there and you could do damage, you could make plays. Is it frustrating?
Oh, definitely, man. I feel like I'm the type of person that's always trying to help the team, and I feel like I could make a difference being out there, and that's why I'm trying to do my best to get back on the field and be healthy again.
What are you kind of looking at and observing when you aren't able to be out there, when you're watching from the dugout? Are there things you pick up on, or are there something that you see now from a different perspective?
I just feel like if I can help the guys in any type of tip or things that I can see, just kind of rely on them. Since I'm in the dugout the whole time, I feel like I always trying to do something to help them out. You know, if I face a guy before and like I kind of have a good approach against him or something, I feel like I always can rely something on them.
Were you able to hear what Scott said after the game last night? When he said the drought ends tomorrow.
Oh, we're gonna end that. I feel like we all. I feel like. Yeah, I don't know. So about that, I feel like we all had that mentality that we wanted to make the playoffs, and not just to make the playoffs, but you know, keep making the push and obviously win the ring. That's what we all want. But this group is motivating. I really appreciate all the fans, everybody that's showing up, because we're definitely gonna make something different in Seattle. It's not the same. We're gonna definitely make something different.
Hey, when did this kind of sink in for you, how special a place this was, and to see all the fans and how they have kind of built up this season? As you first got here from all the way back in April when the season started to now, have you gotten a sense of just how this place has evolved and kind of emerged around you?
Yeah, it's definitely becoming funner and funner since we started the season, and like seeing the fans, they started buying in on us, started supporting us more, and just seeing them showing out every single time and kind of getting into the game. I love when fans get into the game. I love when fans, I was pitch by pitch, I was more debated there. I feel like we all feel that energy. So they started getting into the game, and everything just getting more fun and more fun. It was great to play in front of them.
How has this season gone for you in terms of how you pictured it at the beginning versus how it really is? Is it better than you imagined? Is it everything you thought it would be and more? How has it gone?
To be honest, I didn't set any limits for it. I just went to my offseason with kind of mentality to kind of put myself in a good position where I can compete here and let everything play out. I feel like I let everything play out since day one, and now we're here.
We always see so much positivity from you, and that personality really shines out there. Did you have a moment early on in the year where there was some frustration? Were there any situations where you're like, you know what, this is actually a little bit tougher than I thought?
I mean, I feel like this is the best baseball you can play anywhere in the world, so it's going to be tough. And there's always like a process of adjustment for. But I never thought that on myself. I feel like I always had enough to compete against these guys here, and I stick to that, and I feel like it's playing out now.
Do you guys talk about, or have you gotten a sense of how big of a deal this is to this fan base? It's 20, not since 2001, Julio, has this team been in the playoffs. This means everything to the city. Have you been able to feel that?
I mean, if I didn't know that, if I didn't feel for them, I feel like I wouldn't really be so motivated to keep putting the work in out there and like actually win for these guys here. I feel like if I didn't feel for you guys, like I would be lying. I definitely feel what you guys are feeling, and we're gonna get that done. We're gonna keep on going.
Now, do you guys? I feel like I should let that talk too. Do you guys as players use that as motivation when you're out there? Is it tough to kind of put that weight of all the fans and all the length of this drought, or are you able to just, how do you compartmentalize? How do you say, I just have to focus on this at bat or this inning?
No, it just, I feel like that's just more fuel for us. I feel like we got people that is like really hungry also behind us, you know, and I feel like since they cannot be on the field for us, I feel like we're just playing for them on the field. So I feel like we like having that weight on them because I know they're supporting us goes from their heart, and I feel like we take that on the field, and that's why we play the way we play for them.
How much have you had to adjust your game, if at all, at this level, just adjusting how you approach pitchers and things like that from minor leagues to what you're doing now?
Oh, it's definitely different. I feel like players up here, they definitely have a better idea of what they're trying to do. They definitely know themselves more. And there's definitely like a lot of adjustment that you got to go about to a bad pitch to pitch. And I always keep your eyes open because there's some really good players that they can adjust out there too.
Now, have you seen a difference in the umps behind the plate? Because very early in the season, you got a lot of bad calls. And it seemed like they were making you earn it. You're a rookie. I don't know what was going on, but that doesn't seem to be happening anymore. Have you noticed a difference in the way it's being called when you're up at the plate?
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot better. I feel like everybody can notice that. But, you know, I feel like I always keep competing and let them take care of that.
Had to be frustrating, right? A little frustrating.
A little bit. But it's all good. We got over it.
Yeah, don't get him in trouble, Bob. I mean, that's, no, right? don't want to get fined here or anything.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of the fans here, we have seen you so often in center field turn around and kind of interact with them and have some fun with that. How fun is it to be out there and to be able to kind of hear them? Or is there anything personally that they say that you laugh at? Or what's the best way to get you to interact and turn around and joke around with them?
I just feel like I just like staying engaged throughout the whole game. I feel like they came to watch us play, you know, so I feel like it's just right for me to just kind of like give them a little bit back. Not, I feel like if it was for me, if it was my choice, I feel like I would give something to everybody on the field, but I feel like I was trying to like give them to who I can give back to them. I feel like since they come to watch us play, I feel like that's what the least we could do, kind of like interact with them and respect them for just being on the stands.
What's it been like to be, you're a star now. Everybody knows what you look like. Everybody knows who you are, so it's probably hard. You can't go to a restaurant or walk around a grocery store probably without people coming up to you. What's that been like?
I mean, it's been good, but at the end of the day, I feel like people here is really respectful, and they just let me be me, you know, out there, and they are really respectful. They come up to me, they show up, but there's never been, like, a time where I feel like, oh, like, I got to get away or anything. I feel like they've been really respectful here, and I appreciate that about here. That's why I feel like I'm going to stay here for as long as I can. So.
Hey, Julio, how has this whole year been for your family? I just remember the TV broadcast that opening weekend when they were showing shots of your family, and then you got your first hit, and they were all so excited. Now to see you blossom into a star, what's it been like for everyone in your family to experience this?
They're thrilled about it. They were really excited. They were really happy because I feel like I'm from Loma de Cabrera. There's 20,000 people over there. So I feel like it's a long run, the long way to be here for us, and I feel like we all know all the sacrifices we had to make, and they were really proud of the work that we have done.
Does everyone have your jersey in your hometown?
Yeah, pretty much everybody. There's a lot of jerseys, a lot of Mariners stuff down there.
That's
now.
Great. Yeah.
How much are you watching or paying attention to what the Orioles are doing, what Toronto, Tampa Bay? Are you kind of keeping an eye on that after the game, checking the box scores?
I mean, not really. I feel like in the way that I view it, they can do whatever they want. As long as we win, we just gotta keep on moving up, you know. So they can win or lose, we just gotta keep on winning and playing our game. That's the way that I view it, and I feel like that's the way we are approaching it in the clubhouse. It's just they can do whatever, they can win or lose. We're going to play our game and win every game that we can.
We have seen, you know, the celebratory dances. We've seen how much fun you guys have in the dugout. But what is the bond like on this team? How special is it truly to be part of something like this with this group?
Oh, it's amazing. I feel like we truly got each other's back. I feel like we truly got each other's back. And it's really fun to be playing a team like that. When you know that the guy that's behind you really, like, playing for you, you know, and the guy that's in front of you know that you got him, you know. Even if he does something good or bad, like, you're gonna pick him up no matter what, you know. So it feels like we have like a little brotherhood, and it's amazing. It's amazing. Just I feel like everybody's very selfless over there, and we always playing for each other, and I feel like really good teams do that. And like, at the end of the day, I feel like stars are gonna take care of itself.
Who's the guy that makes you laugh in there?
A lot of guys, honestly, especially Gino though. He's funny.
He seems like the happiest. Him and Luis Castillo both seem like they're just happy,
yeah,
no matter what.
They're always really happy guys, so it's really cool having them around.
We've heard the bond that you and Carlos Santana had, and Jerry DePoto mentioned that a couple of times, why they wanted to bring him over here. What's that friendship like? What's that relationship like between you and Carlos?
Oh, it's great, man. I feel like even before we even got here, we trained Tampa together. We have the same hitting coach and that, so I'll be knowing him a little bit. And he always gave me some really good advice. So having him here, like somebody that I've been knowing for a long time, like a veteran like him, like that he's always willing to help younger players and everybody, is really special. And I feel like he's really good for our team and what we got here.
As far as going into the playoffs, the favorites will be the Yankees and the Astros, and everybody expects them to win, and the Mariners will be the underdog. Does that kind of help? Everybody's focused on them and what they're supposed to do. Do you like being the underdog?
Yeah, no, I feel like people always have their own opinion. I feel like we're always going to go out there and play our game. I feel like it doesn't matter if you're the number one, number eight. I feel like everything just gets lied down on the field. So I'm not worried about being the underdog, never.
As you go through this playoff run, what do you want the rest of the baseball world and the country to see about these Mariners? You guys made such a big impact at the All-Star game to make kind of Seattle and yourself a national talking point. What do you want to see out of this team and what everyone says about them in the playoffs?
Now we can compete, and like we're not afraid to do so. So, as you said, like they probably have going to have favorites, but I know we all, everybody in that dugout trusts each other, and I feel like we're going to be able to compete against anybody. We're just going to see what we got at the end. We're going to give everything we got, and we're going to see. It's going to be fun.
Hey, what was that All-Star experience like for you? I would imagine that probably guys you looked up to, you had a chance to play with. I mean, it was such a special event. You were a star out there in the Home Run Derby. What was that whole thing like?
It was amazing. Definitely a lot of good players that I look up to. It was surreal, just like in the way that they accepted me over there, that the way that they were enjoying everything that was happening. And just seeing them, being able to talk to them, learn from them, ask questions that I wanted to ask, you know. Really good players out there that I can learn, like, things and add them to my game.
Did you, maybe it was then, did you have a welcome to professional baseball moment when it sunk in, like, oh, wow, I am with all these guys that I grew up watching, and I'm on the same field with them?
I would just honestly just walk around the locker, just looking at everybody, say hi to everybody, just kind of like thinking to myself, damn, I'm really here in the locker room with them, you know.
That's pretty cool. Talking to Julio Rodriguez here for a few more moments, Seattle Sports Station on 710, live at Edgar's Cantina. What's it like with when the park has been packed? I mean, it's going to be packed tonight. This place is going to be going crazy. Do you hear it when you're on the field? Are you tunnel vision? What just that feeling of having a stadium that's just buzzing with excitement?
Oh, I definitely love that. I feel like I love every single game that I can play in a packed stadium. I feel like that's the funnest baseball, the loudest baseball. I feel like when the whole crowd is always into the game, it's probably the best game I can play. And I feel like that always gives me energy to kind of like keep focusing and delivering for the whole crowd. So it feels good.
So
really good.
Going off that, what are you going to do tonight to help that? As you're sitting there in the dugout, now you're going to have a ton of energy and excitement. How are you going to help that crowd?
That whole session from the dugout, from our dugout up, has to be lit and spread throughout the whole stadium. So we're going to start there and then share it out throughout the whole stadium. We need that energy on point.
Did you set any individual goals coming in? I mean, you're 25 home runs, 25 stolen bases. You're, you know, all these different records for a rookie. Did you have any numbers in mind when you started the season?
No, as I said earlier, I feel like I just went into the off season to prepare myself and just let everything else take care of itself.
Has the season been? I mean, you've never played this much baseball in one season. Does it feel? Do you feel it? I mean, I know the back has been one thing, but just the everyday grind of it—is it what you expected it to be?
Definitely. I feel like that term of playing, I feel like that was a little more, but you definitely feel it in your body, but I feel like that's something that you gotta go through. You put yourself in a better position and you just keep on going.
Hey, how have you learned to deal with the extra attention like this? I know you have the Sports Illustrated cover. You have to talk to guys like us now. You probably have a ton more interviews to do as this season has progressed. How have you learned to deal with kind of the extra responsibilities kind of thrown on you?
I got people that help me a lot with that, so I thought that's the best way I could put it.
Does that weigh on you at all? Does it kind of become a bother, or do you just kind of learn that, okay, this is part of the job now?
It's part of the job, but I feel like if you learn how to manage it, it's a really good way to handle it. Just be able to manage it, I feel like that's good. I feel like I have really good people in the Mariners to help me out with that.
Did it change after the All-Star game? It seemed like after the Home Run Derby, everybody was talking about you. Maybe the more interview requests, more people wanting your time. Did it change after that?
Yeah, it did. It did a little bit.
Yeah?
It definitely did.
And is it something you kind of, I'm sure you dreamed about being interviewed and signing autographs and all that when you were a kid. You still like it, or do you feel like, man, I'd like to rest at some point?
It's part of the job, as they say. It's part of the job.
This is your favorite part right here, though, right?
This interview.
Probably over there, though, but I like it here.
Have you guys kind of thought about what tonight might be like? Have you talked about it maybe among yourselves, the celebration, just what the experience will mean for you, for everyone in this park?
Tonight we got a Friday night baseball game. Yeah. That's all we know about. We're going to play a game, win it, and then everything comes after that.
So Monday, you're eligible to come back. I can't imagine you couldn't be more excited to get back out there in the field, right?
Oh, my. I cannot wait. It's been a long way already.
What will be the biggest challenge? Is it timing at the plate? Just used to seeing live pitching again? What do you think the hardest thing is after you haven't been playing?
Probably that. I feel like that's always a theme, but fly should be good.
What have you been doing to build back up? We saw you running out there on the field. I mean, just kind of working your way back up to full strength right now?
Just running, throwing, hitting, doing all the baseball activities and kind of ramping them up a little by little.
Well, man, you've been fun to watch out here. Obviously, the fans love you. The city is going crazy right now. We can't wait to see this team in the playoffs, man. Congratulations on your season. We appreciate you coming by, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Julio Rodriguez, everybody, of your Seattle Mariners. Back in action on Monday. We appreciate it. Mariners looking to lock it up tonight. Hopefully they take care of business. Coming up against the Oakland A's, Logan Gilbert on the hill. And it's amazing to watch what a superstar this kid has become.
I don't get why they stopped paying attention to us.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one's listening anymore.
Yeah, we basically say whatever we want. Nobody's going to hear it. But
no, it's awesome. I think this is why it was so exciting that the Mariners locked him up. And I know, you know, we're talking about something you can't see on the radio, but the crowd was just locked in, fully engaged in everything he was saying, just to see the joy and the passion and everyone hanging on his every word. This is a 21-year-old who's going to be part of the Mariners for the foreseeable future, and he's already captivated the hearts and minds of everyone here.
Well, and it's a guy that obviously the organization, not just the fan base, but the organization believes in because they made a massive financial commitment to him. And, you know, they did that with Luis Castillo. They did it with Robbie Ray. So you're locking in the core. You're locking in your future right now, which is really, really cool to see because for the longest time you heard fans talk about, well, you know, Mariners don't want to spend money. They don't want to spend money. They're cheap. And maybe in some instances that was true with previous ownership. But since John Stanton's been here and they've sort of committed to that rebuild, things have changed. And you've seen it. I mean, he's put his money where his mouth is, whether you like them, don't like them, sign the players you wanted, not the players, whatever it is. That's the one thing you can't complain about right now is the fact that this team spends money on the product moving forward. There's a commitment there financially to what's going on.
Right, and I mean, if that wasn't an indication by signing Julio long-term, how about the fact that they locked up Luis Castillo? They signed Robbie Ray to a very expensive multi-year deal this previous offseason, and, by the way, they have room to go out and get someone in this upcoming offseason. So the fact that they've locked in a majority of the core, the Julio deal was game-changing. It truly was. And then to get Castillo, to get Robbie Ray, to have young pitchers like Logan Gilbert and George Kirby under team control for a few more years already, this is going to be a very fun place to come play baseball and watch baseball for the next few years.
Well, it's like what we talked about at the beginning of the show, that this is the beginning. This is you're just scratching the surface of what this team and this organization is going to be. When you look at the youth, and you look at how some of that youth is playing out with George Kirby and Logan Gilbert and Julio, and hopefully Kelnick is part of that, Cal Raleigh. I mean, you got a lot of young pieces that are not even close to their physical prime yet, and they are exceeding. They are producing. They are a core of their team. So this team's in a really, really good spot. We'll see what they do in the postseason this year. Getting there was job number one. They're going to do it, whether it happens tonight, tomorrow night, whenever that happens. But that's the first major step. I mean, I can't imagine the weight that's going to be off their shoulders getting to the postseason. So nobody's talking about the drought anymore. That conversation that's lasted for two decades goes away after they lock this up.
And not to twist it to a negative note here, but that's why I get annoyed when people complain, like, you shouldn't celebrate, you didn't do anything. This was the goal now. As you've mentioned, there are no excuses. The expectation was the playoffs. You celebrate that, and you do so in good time because they're making the playoffs. That's the exciting first step. I agree. Next year, 2 years, you don't have to necessarily get as emotional, as worked up. If they just make the playoffs, the expectations should grow in time. But for this year, absolutely. How do you not get excited about what the Mariners are about to accomplish tonight? It is the start of something, and that's why you're celebrating. You're not celebrating because you achieved a goal. You ended one drought, and it signals the start of something bigger. That's what's impressive.
Yeah, and again, to those, and to be honest, those are very few and far between right now. The true, I don't know, what would you call them, a committed cynic. I'm just going to be cynical no matter what.
We see them, though, so it wears on. Great. You're right.
They're the rarity. They're the exception. But to even those, again, I really do hope that is as negative or as cynical as they may feel about where this team is right now, what they're not going to do in the postseason or whatever their belief is, that they allow themselves the opportunity to really enjoy. Just embrace the moment. We can talk about what didn't happen, when it goes wrong, if it goes wrong. We'll talk about all of that. But don't anticipate that. Don't cheat yourself out of the joy of seeing the team you've been pulling for and invested in for over two decades finally get over the hump and extinguish that. And really, it's a big deal, man. It is a big deal. It shouldn't have lasted this long. I'm with you. There are a lot of starts and stops and moments you thought they were going to get there and they didn't. But now you're here. Now it's going to happen. So allow yourself, just even if it's for a brief moment, whenever it happens, again, tonight, tomorrow, whatever it is, allow yourself the time to process it, enjoy it, and then you can complain about what they don't do moving forward.
Yeah, well said. You want me to do the quick sponsor read here? Because, your internet is shut down on you. It's okay. A lot of people here. So the Mariners take on the A's tonight. The T-Mobile Park roof will be open. It's an absolutely beautiful night for baseball. That's the Mariners Roof Report, covered by Acton's Quality Roofing. There's also a T-Mobile Park highlight bite that's been stolen from me. Dippin' Dots are available. They've all been eaten, so obviously they're good. But that is the T-Mobile Park highlight bite. Some Dippin' Dots that have been scarfed down by the members of our crew there. They
that's
did not
right.
save
you had
them.
Pizza.
They did
you
not
had
save
donuts,
them for me. I won't. I won't end on a negative note, but.
You
I'm
really
eyeing those
need
Dippin' Dots with jealousy.
Come on, man. You had pizza. You had donuts.
No, it's been a great show. How can you not say it's been a great show? When you have Julio Rodriguez stop by, you have an absolutely packed Edgar's. It's a beautiful night for baseball, and the Mariners have a chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I mean, you know, we'll see how things go. You feel good when Logan Gilbert's on the hill.
The Yankees have tied it, by the way. I think it's on TVs here. Bottom of the fifth, the Yankees-Orioles tied 1-1.
That's great, but Mariners, just go out and win. Win tonight, man. Let's win tonight and get out there and celebrate because you won the game, not because the Orioles lost. That will be the only, not even a negative. I mean, listen, if the Orioles lose in the middle of this.
The Mariners
lose. Yeah. That would be a bummer.
Right.
But just sort of taking the joy out of the celebration at the end of the game because you achieved it. I mean, there's a chance we hear about this. What inning are they in? Did you say
the fifth? They are the fifth, yep.
All right, so yeah, we could hear about
right around
this.
First pitch.
Yeah, around first pitch, first inning. You might hear a big roar from the crowd when the score goes up on the board if the Orioles do lose. But I want those cheers to be about this team winning and getting it done themselves tonight.
I hope it is, and I hope it's the case where the Orioles win and the Mariners win so you can get that true celebration. But, yeah, then you also look ahead to the top wild card, and if the Mariners keep winning, it'll certainly help their chances of chasing down the Blue Jays, who are playing a pretty tough series themselves. But they are leading Boston right now 4-0, so might not catch the Blue Jays, but it's certainly within play. They're just two games up on the Mariners.
Well, that's the conversation I want to be having next
Monday, right? Clinch first,
yeah,
you have it Monday.
That's what makes it real. That's what makes this whole thing real is start talking about playoff positioning and everything that goes on with that. So, that's can't wait for the game. Pre-game show coming your way here in a matter of moments as we wrap it up here from Edgar's Cantina. I want to thank our guests today. We had Shannon Dreher. We had Marco Gonzalez. We had anybody else outside of Julio?
No.
Julio Rodriguez. So if you missed any of that, do yourself a favor. Head to the podcast page, seattlesports.com. Click the podcast tab. Scroll down to our picture. Click on that. It's right there waiting for you. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Mariners. We'll talk to you on Monday with Wyman and Bob.